trip to Idaho just to watch potatoes grow. I understand how you must feel. I can't deny they've got appeal. Whoa, you like them whether they're plain or they're stuffed. Oh yeah. Seems you can't get enough. You know you're gonna have to face it. You're addicted to spuds. Your greasy hands, your salty lips. Looks like you found the chips. Your belly aches, your teeth grind. Some potato tots would blow your mind. And you don't mind if they're not cooked. You need your fish. And late at night, you always dream of bacon bits and sour cream. Whoa, you like them even if they're lumpy or tough. Oh yeah. Whee, it's pretty obvious to me. You can't get enough, you know you're gonna have to face it. You're addicted to spuds. Might as well face it, you're addicted to spuds. You're addicted to spuds. Might as well face it. You're addicted to spuds. Might as well face it. You're addicted to spuds. Might as well face it. You're addicted to spuds. What can I say? What can I do? Potato bug has got me too. Whoa, whoa. I used to hate them, now they're all that I eat. Oh yeah. We've often seen them whipped, but they just can't be beaten. Now I'm gonna have to face it. I'm addicted to spuds. Might as well face it. I'm addicted to spuds. Might as well face it, I'm addicted to spuds. Might as well.
In the valley of the Jolly.
Ho, ho, ho.
Wow!
Heard about the Jolly Green Giant.
Potatoes.
He's so big and mean.
Hard and so hard.
He stands in his valley with his hands on his hips. And then he hits you with a can of beans. So mean. One day he left his valley path. I mean to say, this cat was mad. Now looking round, he wasn't gone long. And then he ran into an Amazon. Now this changed his whole complexion. You have never seen such a beautiful sight. He looked at her, and she looked at him. And she almost passed out from fright.
WMFO in Medford. It is Time Travel Meets Here at WOW for another Thanksgiving. Missed a couple over the years because a lot of times I was going down to see my grandmother. I think it was like 2 years I missed it. But otherwise, we've been doing this about 10 years, maybe.
I feel like Franklin right now because I've got the broken like folding chair that's over in the corner.
Yeah, yeah.
So I'm Franklin from Charlie Brown Thanksgiving.
Yeah, they give Franklin like, it's a, like a beach chair, I think it was.
Yeah.
But it's full. But there was nothing there like... Franklin's having a problem and all. He's like smiling and stuff.
Yeah, Franklin's happy to be there.
Yeah. You know,
but it's I'm probably going to be accused of appropriation now. So
yeah.
I'm going to quit while I'm ahead.
Mm-hmm. Danielle and Dorothy are here. Hello, hello.
Hello, hello.
Hello.
Happy Thanksgiving.
Happy Thanksgiving.
So we've been chatting a little bit and playing some music in the background. It's Thanksgiving-ish. And we got the Pilgrims' First Thanksgiving coming up. And I thought while we were here with some funny people, and since everybody likes to tell, a lot of people that don't have any real reason to tell jokes on Thanksgiving like to tell jokes. You know, you have the ones that, you know, or the kids. A lot of the kids like to learn jokes and tell them on Thanksgiving around their family. I found a couple of things with Thanksgiving jokes to tell before the food come hits is one of them. And the other one is 20 funny Thanksgiving jokes. So let's see if any of these are any good. I've looked at them, but I want to get your opinions on them. So what is the best song to sing when you're preparing your turkey?
Both prepared by Kraft.
I don't know, Chris. What is the best song to sing while you're preparing your turkey?
According to this,
any
ideas? It says All About That Based.
What?
All About That Based.
Oh,
God. What?
So it was like, so there was a song called All About
Dinah.
That Based, right? So All About That Based. All right.
I'm not even old enough for that.
So that one's a stinker. My family told me to stop telling Thanksgiving jokes, but I couldn't quit them. Anybody?
Oh.
Cold turkey.
Okay.
No. All right.
No.
So
I like the green onions in the playing in the background.
Yes,
by the way.
Green onions in the background.
These aren't even good dad jokes. Mm-hmm, this is just bad. Like
I agree. We're just throwing them out there. You know, people could be going crazy for them and have some material for tomorrow. If you call a large
wild in the streets for these jokes,
a large turkey a gobbler. What is a small one?
A goblet.
A goblet. You got it. You got it, Molly.
That's dumb, too.
It is dumb, but you got it. I think that's a fun... That's kind of fun, though. That one ain't bad. Like a goblet? Most kids won't know what a goblet is, but... What does Thanksgiving have in common with Halloween?
Severe anal pain the following day.
I mean, they're both in the fall.
What are you doing at Halloween?
It's supposed to be funny?
I hate them both. I don't know.
Goblins. Gobbles with two B's. Goblins.
No. I'm sticking with my severe anal pain the following day.
All right, all right.
That's what you're doing on Halloween.
Here we go. Knock, knock.
Who's there?
Normally.
Normally who?
Oh, God.
Normally, I don't eat this much. What do you think of that one?
That sounds like something in third grader would say.
That'd be cute for a third grader.
Uh-huh.
Pierce would be
that one's
good
pretty
that.
Good for a third grader, yeah.
Or for, what, that little baby Yoda.
Oh, my God, yeah. That's what? Everywhere, right?
Yeah.
Why did the police arrest the turkey? They suspected... Anybody?
Oh, foul play?
You got it! Yes!
I was going to.
You got it.
I'm cracking myself up over here.
They suspected foul play. That's not a bad joke.
I was going to say because he was driving in a white neighborhood, but I guess that's not.
That's why did the police.
I was going to assume he had 300 pounds of marijuana in the back seat.
That is why they did the police arrest the jive turkey.
Ah, oh, there we go.
They suspended foul play.
You got to sass it.
Why did the turkey play the drums in his band?
Because he had the sticks?
Because he had the drumsticks.
That is correct. Wow. Look at you guys go. Pretty good.
I would have said he had the chops, but that doesn't make sense.
The chops.
I was going to say, and he still is with his mother.
Very good. Here we go. If your great-grandmother saw you making boxed mashed potatoes, she would turn over in her...
Gravy boat?
Gravy, yes. She would turn over in her grave.
I don't want to think about grandma and her gravy.
It says great-grandmother.
Yeah, I don't want to think about that either.
Did anybody have a great-grandmother? I did.
Yeah. Well, you do. They're just not alive.
Yeah, I was going to say, mine was never alive.
For a short,
alive,
very short time.
I would
time.
Assume I had one, otherwise.
But one that you remembered that was making boxed mashed potatoes. Great-grandmother.
No.
If I had a great-grandmother, she would have lived and died before boxed mashed potatoes would have happened.
Yeah. It's true.
So.
That's true.
And I come from Italians, and that boxed... It's just not happening.
Your people don't even like potatoes.
What's good in a box? How about that?
What do you think gnocchi are made
cake
out
mix.
Of?
Yeah, but that's...
Potatoes.
Mix. Yeah, but that's like the kind of, you know...
They don't have gnocchi mix?
Pasta, potato, forno. I mean, there's a few... Yeah.
I'm going to toss that out there. What is good in a box? And Molly said cake mix. Cake mix is pretty good when after
Wine.
The cake's made.
Wine.
Wine's good in a box. What else is good in a box?
Cereal.
Cereal's pretty good in a box.
I don't know if I can make that joke because SNL made it, but I don't know if I can make it.
Yes, okay.
Shoes.
Shoes. Shoes in a box.
Can I say me?
Winston in a box.
Jack.
Jack in a box. That's good. All right. Here's another one. If April showers bring Mayflowers, what do Mayflowers bring?
Pilgrims.
Pilgrims.
Pilgrims, yep. We all learned that one.
Yeah,
early
that was on.
On
one of the Bazooka Joe comics.
Yeah. Yep, yep. Yeah. Who'd you like in what was Bazooka Joe's name? The guy that had his head, he had like a sweater over his face the whole time. You remember him?
Oh, no. I remember him. I have no idea what his name was.
So Bazooka Joe had like a patch over his eye. We never figured out why. Yeah. But he had a friend that had like,
I just assumed he was like a slingshot
he had
accident.
Like a neck like this. I forget what his name was.
Yeah.
But like his buddy had like his shirt over his face the whole time. I always thought, geez, the guy must be suffocating. I was a kid and I'm like, you can't put your shirt over your face like that. But he was constantly seen putting that over his face. Whatever happened to Bazooka Joe?
I think he's still around. Yeah. I think they're still doing those.
In the candy stores and the comics?
You can still get Bazooka gum.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, they still got it.
They used to have different sizes of Bazooka Joe, remember? Because I would remember that on Halloween. You could get a small Bazooka Joe. Usually you'd get the cap size one, which had the comic in it wrapped around. Yep. Or you can get the bigger flat one, like a baseball card.
Oh my God, those were so hard to get started. There was the softer version, and then there was that rock hard, rectangular kind of brick, indented.
Yeah,
what
Joan
was
Rivers
going on with
dry
that?
Kind of.
Oh my God!
I bought.
Don't knock Joan.
A few years ago. You know, you guys pretty much know that I'm a collector of things. And I bought a case of Raiders of the Lost Ark cards.
Nice.
And the gum was still in them. So my friend dared me to eat them. So I ate the gum.
Oh.
And boy, it was hard as a rock.
Yeah,
but it was still chewable. And you could still chew them and still taste a little bit of the sugar on there.
I got news for you. It was hard as a rock back in 1980 when that first came out.
Right,
yes.
Exactly.
I had explosive diarrhea afterwards.
Do you think it's because it's supposed to, you'd be able to chew it in space?
Yes. Kevin James, it says, Thanksgiving, man, not a good day to be my pants. Apparently Kevin James said that. Not a good day to be my pants. What is a turkey's favorite dessert? Peach gobbler. Gee, they're really fixating on the gobbler. I might go to the other website. This website's kind of lousy.
Did Mike Kaplan write these jokes?
Yeah, no kidding. Knock, who's there? Tamara.
Wow.
Tamara will have turkey leftovers.
Wow.
That's almost like a Boston one. Tamara.
Tamara.
My friend Tamara from Chelsea. What kind of music did the Pilgrims like? Plymouth, Plymouth Rock. Yeah, there you go. That's not a bad little second or third grader joke. Jimmy Fallon says, a new survey found 80% of men claim they can help cook Thanksgiving dinner, which makes sense when you hear them consider saying that smells good to be helping. Okay. That sounds like a Jimmy Fallon joke.
John Reimer might have written that.
What should you never set the turkey next to? Wait a minute. Why should you never set the turkey next to the dessert? Because he will gobble it up.
That's a second or third grader joke.
Who is not hungry at Thanksgiving?
The turkey.
Right. Why?
Because it's stuffed.
He's already stuffed. That's right. That's not a bad joke. What would you get if you crossed a turkey with a ghost? A poultygeist. A poultrygeist. Spooky. Jim Gaffigan said, Thanksgiving, it's like we didn't even try to come up with a tradition. The tradition is we overeat. Hey, how about Thanksgiving where we just eat a lot, but we do that every day? What if we eat with a lot of people that annoy the hell out of us? That's Jim Gaffigan. Why did the turkey...
If they even explained like that, we all would have been like, pass, yep. Hard pass, thanks. And then they're like, well, what if we threw in gifts and some good food?
Yes. Why did the turkey cross the road twice? Because he wasn't chicken. That ain't bad.
That's all right.
That's not that bad.
That's all right.
Bad joke. They,
all right.
You know, you end on the big one. And that was it for that site. That was 20 funny Thanksgiving jokes. What's amazing to me, okay, is I did the Google search. That's the first thing that popped up. So unfortunately, those 20 horrible jokes are going out to the masses.
Well, you've got to remember that, you know, in between the coasts of the United States, there was a lot of flyover country.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And they, you know, collectively make up for a lot of Google searches.
Mm-hmm. I was going to say, we actually did the Thanksgiving shows before we did the Christmas shows together.
Yes, we did.
Yeah, we did. So, so we crossed the streams. At least once a year.
Yes.
Yes. On the Here at WoW and Time Travel. Have you done a Here at WoW show this year?
I don't. I think I may have done one at one point.
Mm-hmm.
I was going to do Halloween and then bashed my knees on the train tracks and couldn't get into the station.
Yeah.
So
that sounded pretty rough.
It's been a bad autumn for knees here at WMFO.
Yeah.
Really has.
Yep.
Particularly in the hours between 5 and 9 o'clock. It's been a very, very bad year for knees.
That's right. A lady says, Mom wants you to help us fix family dinner. Wait a second. Mom wants you to help us fix Thanksgiving dinner, Amy says to her father. And Dad says, why? Is family dinner broken? All right. I don't think this one's going to be much better. A lady was picking through frozen turkeys at a grocery store for Thanksgiving Day, but she couldn't find one big enough for her family. She turned to the stock boy and said, do these turkeys get any bigger? And he says, no, ma'am, they're dead.
That's edgy.
Are you trying to make some?
We need an Ed McMahon for this for this segment.
I was going to serve sweet potatoes with Thanksgiving dinner, but now that I sat on them, I'm serving squash. If pilgrims were alive today, what would they be known for? Their age.
Oh, I was going to say their religious oppression.
What did the hipster say?
I was going to say their fashion.
That's true. They had nice buckles.
Yeah.
The pilgrims had nice buckles.
It's about time to come back.
I think a nice pilgrim suit should come back.
There we go.
Danielle has a very pilgrimish shoe on.
I mean...
It's got a buckle.
Yeah, mm-hmm. I guess it is kind of pilgrimish.
It's a little pilgrimish. If it were square. That's a circular buckle. If it were more square, maybe.
I
it would
paid
be...
$5 at Savers. So,
nice.
You know.
Them buckles were a big deal.
I love that store.
You know what they didn't have in the New World? Metal.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
it's not like, you know, there were a bunch of blacksmiths hanging around and like, oh yeah, let's go down to the iron mine. Like, they didn't know where the iron was.
Imagine if pilgrims had zippers. It would have been a happier Thanksgiving for all, I think. To not as many trips to the old boathouse.
And maybe less religious oppression.
Yeah.
Well, you can always loosen the buckle, you know.
Yeah. What did the hipster say after Thanksgiving? I liked leftovers before they were cool.
Oh.
Zing.
What would you call a turkey on the day after Thanksgiving?
Lucky.
Leftovers. There you go. Lucky. Ooh, yeah. I like leftovers too, but lucky is the answer here. Thanksgiving is the only holiday where you eat the mascot. Ho, 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 ho.
Well, it depends on what the game was, actually.
Yeah.
No, oh. I mean, Easter, you eat the mascot.
This one's kind of sarcastic. This sounds like young Chris Earle could have said this at Thanksgiving in third grade. What do you call a stuffed animal? You, after eating. Ho, 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 ho. Your Thanksgiving dinner. Yeah, it's kind of rude. You have like, wouldn't you want to slap that kid in the mouth? Get out of here, you prick.
Yeah, but then their parents yell at you and you can't come to Christmas. And, yeah. You know, it's just a whole big scene.
The police get involved.
Yeah. I had my mother like slap my uncle in the mouth once on Thanksgiving. That was pretty awesome.
Oh, the adults can hit each other all day long. It doesn't matter.
It was pretty awesome.
You hit a kid, you're going home. And that's like.
Had another Thanksgiving with a turkey ended in the backyard. That was pretty good.
Wow.
And, like, it went out the window. Yeah.
You guys are wild.
Yep. There was a, April showers bring May flowers. What do May flowers bring?
We know this. We just heard it.
Well, this is a different website.
Yeah, it's the same crappy joke.
No, it's white pilgrims.
What?
It's just pilgrims. If pilgrims travel on the Mayflower, what do college students travel on? Scholarships.
Ho, ho, ho!
Okay.
Whatever.
What do you get if you divide the circumference of a pumpkin by its diameter?
Pie.
Pumpkin pie. There you go. Winston, you got a scientist in the house.
Science jokes aren't funny.
Science jokes.
Nerd humor.
All right. Thanksgiving jokes for kids. Well, I thought that's
no,
what we
we've
were
done
doing.
This. Yeah.
What happens when you turn to cranberries and make them sad? They turn them into blueberries.
No.
What? Why did the turkey cross the road? It was Thanksgiving and he wanted people to think he was chicken. All right, what do pilgrims call their friends? Palgrims.
All right, that's a minor chuckle on that one.
That's a groan for me.
Can a turkey jump higher than the Empire State Building? Yes, of course. A building can't jump at all.
Ho, ho, ho!
What sound does a limping turkey make? Wobble, wobble.
Yeah, the knees. I'm not digging that joke.
What does Miley Cyrus eat for Thanksgiving?
Nothing.
Twerking.
I was like, who's she dating this week?
Twerking.
I was gonna say it depends on who the mascot is.
Meth.
What? Why was the Thanksgiving soup so expensive? It had 24 carrots in it.
Ho ho ho!
That's not bad,
there we
actually.
Go. All right. Enough of those silly little jokes. So that's what we get for. The two biggest sites for Thanksgiving jokes were those two.
You've ruined Thanksgiving.
It's going to be a sad Thanksgiving. Okay. Dorothy and Danielle, we talked about one of my favorite things this past year was four words that ruined Thanksgiving. And I've contributed hundreds of those over this past year. So if you can think of four words that can ruin Thanksgiving, please, anywhere along in
Molly?
The show.
I'm having an affair.
There you go.
That's a good one.
I'm having an affair. Four
Did
words
you see
to ruin
the one
Thanksgiving.
I put on... On Facebook today,
not
she's
really.
Out of jail.
She's out of jail is good. Yep.
I need time. Everybody's had Facebook time to think about it. I don't have Facebook, so I need a minute.
Mm-hmm.
It might be contagious.
It might be contagious is good. Or this finger looks contagious. Your finger looks contagious.
The baby's not yours.
The baby's not yours.
How was the divorce?
How's the divorce?
Yeah.
Okay. Yep. Those are good. Turkey tastes like. There you go. Turkey tastes like.
Didn't somebody
like
say I'm a vegetarian? Yeah. No, that's three words. Sorry.
Yeah. Yeah. It all depends on the family, but your mother is here. That was a good one. So I'm going to put on a little background music here for Thanksgiving. This is Thanksgiving dinner music, and I have the Pilgrims' First Thanksgiving. So I thought we can all read a page and pass this around and maybe describe what the picture is on each page. Like we're reading this to a kid before bed, maybe. So this would be kind of fun. Well, let's find out. So this is the Pilgrims' First Thanksgiving by a woman named Anne McGovern, and it's illustrated by Elroy Frame. And it's Scholastic Books, which was one of those one of those books you would get when you were at school. And they'd hand it around, and if you had some money, you could pay like 35 cents and get a book. Or
order them out of the catalog. I used to love doing that.
Yeah.
Our apologies in advance to Ann McGovern and the illustrator, because...
I think we can really bring this across. I think we can really bring this home. And plus, I bet you nobody has read Ann McGovern's Pilgrim's First Thanksgiving on the air.
I'm sure it's a lovely book that's appropriate for your children.
It says, to dear friends who welcome me to their feats. To their feats, I said. Feasts.
To their feats?
To my dear friends, give me your feet. Give me your feet
friends,
to suck
Romans,
on this Thanksgiving.
Again, that's a different kind of mascot.
Give me your feet to suck on this Thanksgiving.
Let me your feet.
Ann McGovern. Yeah.
So we're going to get a little like a foot thing going with this?
It could be. Could be a little foot fetish. We'll see. So the very first page.
I'm more of a beak man myself.
Isn't that why the pilgrims were coming over here? Was to be able to do things with their feet?
Yes.
In the background here also is Thanksgiving dinner music. And it's funny because they start with Amazing Grace for some reason. I guess that works.
Aren't you supposed to
have grace and
pray before you eat?
Sure.
It's Thanksgiving. You realize that's what Thanksgiving is, right? Mm-hmm. Like, we're supposed to be thanking God.
So we're going to see, because it's the Pilgrim's First Thanksgiving here, according to Ann McGovern. So it says, a long time ago, some men and women, boys and girls, two dogs and a cat, sailed on a ship across the sea. Apparently, they were the only ones.
I want some historical citations for the two dogs and a cat.
First of all, I was just going to say, you might as well be reading Batman as far as I'm concerned, because I feel like there's not always a whole lot of truth in these things.
Good. Now, we're going to find out. Maybe Ann McGovern, maybe she was there.
Shots fired.
It says, long time ago, some men and women, boys and girls, two dogs and a cat, sailed on a ship across the sea.
One very frustrated cat.
They left their old country because they could not pray the way they wanted to. The people were called pilgrims, and the ship was called the Mayflower. And the illustration on the page is a man, a woman, a boy, a girl, and actually two dogs and a cat, and the ship in the background. And I'm going to pass this along to Winston Kidd, who will continue the story of the Pilgrim's First Thanksgiving here on Time Travel.
The Pilgrim's First Thanksgiving, page 2. The Mayflower was as big as two trucks. And I'm not talking about Ford pickups. We're talking real trucks. But it was not big enough. The pilgrims and sailors crowded together to sleep. They crowded together to eat. The children had no room to run around. They had no toys. They had to leave most things behind. And there's a picture of two children at the side of a classic sailing ship, with a yeoman yelling at somebody climbing up the ropes, and two small children that looks like they've just finished vomiting over the side.
You know what the children did have, kids? Rickets.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
The Pilgrim's First Thanksgiving, page 3. Here, you can see there's the cat and a mother and a father and two kids sitting down to dinner at a table as a pot of fire swings over their head. Dangerous times on the Mayflower. The pilgrim children hated the food on the ship, but they had to eat it. There was nothing else. Nothing but the same old salted beef or fish. Yuck. Nothing but the hard, dry biscuits. A little bit of cheese. A little bit of butter. After a while, the food turned bad. There was not enough water for drinking or washing.
Okay. The Pilgrim's First Thanksgiving, page 4. And it's a picture of all of them sleeping, including a dog. The children couldn't sleep in warm, cozy beds. They slept on the hard, cold floor of the ship. They slept in the same clothes they wore every day. Their clothes got torn and dirty and smelly.
You know what happens when your friends' clothes get torn and dirty and smelly?
I'm laughing and they can't already because everybody's gotten like a couple of lines and then my page comes and there's like a full-fledged paragraph. What's with that?
That's when the Department of Family
and
Services
comes. Is this like some sort of test? I got to come up with 4 words. I got to read the most so far out of this book. So there's a ship on the water. There's a storm. Day by day, things got worse. Storms came, the wind blew hard. The waves tossed the ship about. Not this page, it isn't.
Yeah.
The Mayflower rolled and creaked in the stormy sea. The rain soaked the ship. The rain poured on the pilgrims. They were cold and wet. Many of the pilgrims got sick. Would this terrible voyage ever end? They prayed for the day they would see land.
Music went really well with that.
Bridges of Madison County. Oh, no. The Pilgrim's First Thanksgiving, page 89. They had sailed away in warm September. Now it was cold November. They had been on the Mayflower for 2 months and 3 days. The next day, they saw land. And it's a picture of the two kids looking over the side of the boat, and the sun is shining brightly, and there's a guy way up on the rigging, and he's looking out, and you can almost hear him say, "Land ahoy!" But it's a book, so you can't hear that.
Did you flip the page for me?
No. You're reading on the right side. I was on the left side.
Oh, okay. Sorry, I wasn't paying attention.
Thanks.
Page 3? It's like a Paul Harvey. They were very happy, but they were scared, too, kid. What kind of land was this? There's no houses, there's no stores, there's no people to meet them. It's just an empty, white, sandy beach with trees and bushes and crabs. I added the crabs.
We call that Nirvana.
Mm-hmm. But it was good to be on land again. The pilgrim children, they ran up and down the beach, feeling the sand in each other and the land beneath their feet. And then there's a picture of them touching each other and the dog, and they're in the boat.
Yada, yada, yada.
Okay. The Pilgrim's First Thanksgiving. A Horror Story by Stephen King. Page 69. Winter was coming. The pilgrims had to find a safe place for all of them to live. You would have thought they would have planned for this, but... Every day, a group of pilgrims searched the wild countryside. At last, they came to a place with running brooks and rivers, and good land for planting. Which, the wrong time of year. It was a good place to build on their town. They named the town Plymouth.
And we see all the women on the beach working.
Nice.
We see the men chopping some logs.
Nice.
And we see this one dude just on one knee pointing at something and really kind of doing nothing.
That's my job.
Even the children are gathering wood. The women are working hard, and the man is pointing. I think he's telling the women where to go. They wanted a street to go from the shore to the top of the hill. They wanted a fort on the top of the hill. They wanted houses on both sides of the street. They would have to make everything themselves. It would take a long, long time to finish building Plymouth. In the meantime, they would have to sleep on the Mayflower.
Dun, dun, dun.
In this picture, winter has arrived and they're all working or walking through the snow. The first winter in Plymouth was terrible for the pilgrims. They could not finish building their homes before the snow fell. They could not find enough food for the forests. Or in the forests.
You know, maybe a pointy guy picked up an axe to get those houses done.
He's already died.
Syphilis. Yeah. The pilgrims worked as hard as they could, but they were hungry and cold and weak. That winter, many of the pilgrims got sick. Many of the pilgrims died. Why do I get such the downer pages? Everybody dies on the stuff I have to read. This is BS. Here you go, Dot.
So the picture is the family on their knees praying with other people in the background.
Yeah,
praying.
That's going to work for you.
So the title of this page is Spring. So we've gone way past Thanksgiving, and so now we're at the springtime. Spring. At last, the snows began to melt. Spring was coming. There was so much work to be done. The pilgrims worked every day but Sunday. Sunday was the time to think about God. They prayed and sang and listened to long sermons. Long, long sermons. Can I just interject
long,
a little?
Yes. Sermons.
so much work to be done. It was probably the burying of the people.
Well, that most likely, yes. If I could just interject a little something, the reason why they call Boston Beantown is because the pilgrims couldn't work on Sunday. They couldn't do any work on the Sabbath. So they would put beans on the fire on Saturday, and it would cook all day while they were in church, and then when they got home after sunset, the beans would be ready, and that's what they would eat, and that's how we got the name Beantown.
Cool.
Very nice.
It's not in the book, it's just that's I like something that I know from anecdote. A previous job.
Yeah, and plus, it was a much better name than Farttown.
Mm-hmm. Well, I mean, eventually would have got to Farttown, yeah. But did they even have the word fart back then?
We'll have to check. Where is Mike?
If they did,
we need an entomologist.
Spelled F-A-H-T, probably. Fat.
Fat.
I believe they referred to it as passing gas back in the day.
So we are in the spring on the Pilgrims' First Thanksgiving. Every day but Sunday, the Pilgrims worked very hard. They worked making houses. They made houses from bark and branches. They made roofs from straw and vines. And each house had only one room and one small space upstairs. The house got cold when the wind blew in through holes in the wall. The house got wet when the rain dripped down through the holes in the roof. And the only heat that came from the fire in the fireplace, that was the only heat that came into these little huts. Sometimes sparks flew up the chimney and set the straw roofs on fire, and everybody ran outside to put fires out.
Doy.
And on the... On the picture is four guys just putting a house together with this straw roof, fire hazard house.
Little pigs, you get what you deserve.
But this is what they did in the spring, Like, why not? We'll make our house with straw.
Is this mine or
They thought they were moving to Tampa.
Oh, I did the straw house. I flipped the page for you.
Oh, okay.
They're like, where should we put the lanai? It's like, lanai?
Oh, if only I had a lanai right now.
Is there room for an armoire?
Like, we're going to die!
So in this picture,
do you celebrate Sucket?
We have a father, a mother, a daughter. And the damn cat's still alive and looking pretty plump, actually.
Yeah, because the cat's been living off the dead pilgrims.
Mm-hmm. That's right, just...
Exactly. They'll do that.
They're saving it for Thanksgiving. Nice and plump.
And it says, the pilgrims fermented. Worked making furniture for the houses. They didn't make much, which meant people sat on the floor. Just some stools and benches and beds and closets and drapes. And to save space, the children's beds were pushed under the big bed during the day, called the trundle. People used the benches for tables or put their plates on their knees. There were no glasses, so the pilgrims drank out of mugs made of leather or wood. Their plates and bowls were wooden too. There were no forks. The pilgrims used shells for spoons.
Freaks. That's pretty cool, though.
You know, nothing really makes water sing like a leather mug.
Mm-hmm.
The arsenic gives it a real nice bite.
Wooden bowl's nice too, but get a lot of bacteria in there.
The leather doesn't happen over... I'm just pointing out there are some inaccuracies in this. And
that's why they had wooden and then leather.
And of course, that's where we got that famous joke years ago. What do you call an overturned stool? Table for four.
The only iron things in the house were the iron pots and pans. One big iron pot was used for boiling the stew, or making the candles, or making the soap. The pilgrims worked...
Just don't get them mixed up.
Yeah. The pilgrims worked planting their gardens. Each family planted a small garden with seeds brought over on the Mayflower.
Yeah. Cucumbers. Cucumber sandwich is nice.
In this picture, we see our first Native American.
Whoa!
What?
Some bad stuff's going down.
Squanto?
No, it's okay. Yeah, it's right, Squanto.
Squanto, yeah.
The pilgrims made a good friend who helped them. His name was Squanto.
Squanto!
I'm surprised I remember that.
Squanto was one of the people who had lived near Plymouth years before the white men came. He taught the pilgrims everything about the land he knew so well.
Squanto!
I mean, again, I get a paragraph? What the hell?
You want to read two pages? You can read two.
I'll read the whole damn thing.
You can read two.
I like that they introduced the Native American.
Okay. Well, you're jumping ahead.
I'm just flipping to see
by
how much of this saga is going on
here. Are
I sat through a 3-hour movie last week. I don't need to sit through.
Yeah, this might have a twist ending.
I don't think so. Something tells me.
It could be a Christmas
My
story.
Third grade field trip tells me. He took the pilgrims to the rivers and showed them where the fish swam and the best ways to catch them. He took the pilgrims to the forest and showed them where to find the deer and the turkey and how to hunt them. He showed the pilgrims where the wild plants grew, the ones that were good to eat and the ones that were good for making medicines. And he showed the pilgrims the best way to plant corn.
Corn. They stuck, the kids stuck their head in the river and came up with fish. Goony goo goo.
So this picture on this page, it's Squanto showing the, it looks like his mother and the boy. The boy's grown quite a bit now, and he's sort of holding a stick that's poked into the ground.
It's like a baby's arm holding a muffin.
Something like that, yeah. Anyway, so Squanto lived with the pilgrims for the rest of his life. The pilgrim children loved him and followed him everywhere. He taught them stories and Indian words. He taught them how to make traps and how to skin animals. The children learned many things from Squanto. And I'm not going to say anything there because you can only guess what it is.
Squanto!
Many things from Squanto.
Yeah.
Very nice. All right.
Useful.
And now they're all sitting at a table and they're eating. And it says, there was no real school that first year in Plymouth. The children learned to read and write from the pilgrims who knew how. The children learned other things at Plymouth. They learned good manners. At mealtime, good manners meant eating, standing up, and eating with their hats on. And not speaking unless a grown-up spoke to them first. Jeez, we could use that nowadays, huh? I'd like to, yeah, I think kids should eat up with hats on. That's kind of nice, but that's that page. Here we go. I flipped it for you, Winston.
Thank you. Oh, and now we see a picture of the cat, which now resembles, so large, he resembles Garfield.
or Squanto?
Squanto! Squanto's not there. You've got the small boy there with his mother, who is literally, it looks like she's got a cow, a full cow on a spit, and she's roasting it over an open fire.
Nice.
Mad cat's thinking, great, don't have to eat pilgrim corpses anymore.
Yeah. It's good eating.
The cat's definitely, and then the boy's trying to explain what's been going on with Squanto, but mom's not listening. The pilgrim children learned to work hard. Just as hard as the grown-ups. They had to watch the cornfield. That's not hard. And shoo away birds and animals.
You try watching a cornfield.
Squanto brings peyote.
Yeah. They had to make the big roasts and turkeys. They sat near the hot fire and turned the stick that turned the roast. None of these are difficult jobs, people.
Yeah, but the minimum wage was, what, 3 rocks and a stick?
Yeah. Well, it was only 3 rocks. It was going up to a stick and then a shell.
And then everybody was all bent out of shape because it went up by a shell.
Yeah, there were people protesting against the shell.
I understand completely.
They had other special jobs, too. And here we see the little pilgrim girl lifting her skirt in front of a little pilgrim boy.
What?
I don't know.
He's not
kidding. Well, yeah,
oh,
she's,
my God.
She's open for business.
She's showing off her Mayflower.
Shocking.
They had other special jobs, too.
Squanto showed him that, too.
They had to make mattresses for sleeping. Oh, wow. This is there just really going off the rails.
Nice. Ann McGovern.
They
nice
stuffed
job.
Pine needles or rags or feathers
in
into
any
big
crack
bags.
Or crevice.
Is that
they
what
could.
They call it nowadays?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
That's her skirt. I think it looks like it's her skirt, but it's not her skirt.
Maybe she's making a pillow.
That's what she's making, I think.
For later.
Oh, my God.
They walked miles to gather grasses for the roofs of the houses.
Derek is so determined
because
to make this.
The houses were on fire every night, as we learned earlier. Yes,
much like her loins.
Maybe because they had pots of fire hanging over their heads. Mm-hmm.
Squanto!
Hey, Squanto! They dug clams out of the mud.
Back later.
They dug clams out of the mud. Yeah. And picked black mussels from the rocks in the water.
Mm-hmm. I do that, actually.
Yep.
I used to take clams out of the mud.
I go with my pops.
Wash
and
them.
I thank you
scrub
for
them. Yeah.
In this picture, they're waving goodbye
they
to the ship.
Till they glisten in the sunlight.
Every day they cooked and they served and they helped with the washing and the making of soap and the making of candles.
Nice. It's like the 50s.
Everyone worked harder than they ever had worked before. They worked from morning until night, but no one wanted to give up and go back. And when the Mayflower sailed back to England in April, there was not a single pilgrim on board. Then how did it get back?
That's true. It's a good point. Well, maybe the Indians went.
There were people,
maybe Squanto took it out for a spin.
Other people driving the boat, sorry.
Yeah, a boat
Squanto
had a crew.
Look at this. I bitched so much about how much I had to read. There's actually nothing on the page this time.
No, you flipped that.
Do I...
You gotta skip this page?
Do I skip this page?
No, of course you can read the next page.
What do I do? Oh, I just
turn it.
It's a book. Just turn the page.
No.
Stuff in it.
I just...
It's analog.
I know we don't know how to handle these anymore.
Okay, now it's summer, so the Squanto guy is looking pretty lean without any... He's got like chaps.
Has he got a loin on?
And a loin, and you can see the side of his thigh. It's,
yeah, Squanto.
But this guy's got a hat, a long sleeve shirt, socks up to his knees, pants. Like, he's definitely in the shame zone.
Squanto's in the leather district tonight.
Yeah. But these guys are all pretty hit low. Yeah, anyway, okay, so ready? So
Yo,
summer.
Squanto!
So, of course... Okay, so now it's
so
summer.
So he's fly, man. Of course everybody wants to be Squanto.
He's handling him some carrots. By summer, seven houses were finished and more were being built. The gardens were bursting with vegetables. The corn was growing tall. The pilgrims met more friendly Indians who lived nearby. Their new friends showed the children where to find...
Yes.
Nuts.
Nice.
And where the wild fruit grew.
Oh, yeah.
The pilgrims and the Indians made flour, baked cornbread, and ate together.
See, you want to cut the tip off of the carrot and then round it a little bit.
Yes.
That's what Squanto taught the pilgrims.
That's what you want to do.
His corn grows tall.
So in this picture, the Squanto's got two ears of corn in his hand.
Yeah.
And I don't know if it's the mother or the girl, but she's... There's two girls, and they're pulling down the... they're shucking the corn. That's what they're doing.
Yeah.
Shucking the corn.
Nice.
And then
that's good corn.
That's what they're saying. Oh, yeah, that's good corn.
Oh, Squanto. Squanto, you want some corn?
Yes. And then somebody else said, looks like they're churning butter, but they could be making cornmeal. I don't know. So it was this part of the things. The summer was the best time for the pilgrims. There was plenty for all to eat. And there would be plenty when winter came. No one would go hungry. The pilgrims wanted to celebrate.
Nice.
I turned the page for you, Chris.
Oh, thank you. All right. So, all right, we finally got up to Thanksgiving here. There's a couple pages left. So Thanksgiving, the first Thanksgiving in America, lasted three whole days. The pilgrims got wild turkeys, they got geese... They got ducks, and then the Indians got five deer.
Oh, dear.
Oh, dear. And from the waters, they caught lobsters, clams, oysters, and pounds of fish. And they have a photo here, live at the first Thanksgiving.
Wasn't this the first Polaroid?
This was from Instagram.
Shake it like a Polaroid?
It's a daguerreotype. And there's a squaw with a lot of fish. And the cat's looking at the fish like, I want one of those. There's the Indians bringing in deer. We got a pilgrim with some fowl. And then there's some boys talking to a lady. And Squanto's like peering over in the back in the woods.
I'm having an internal laughing fit because I'm imagining us describing the TV for people that are blind. You know, they have that service that'll describe what's on the screen for people. That would be the best job for us ever.
Okay, there's a guy, and he's on the other side, over there.
And he's in a loincloth.
From the gardens, they gathered cucumbers, carrots, cabbages, turnips, and radishes, onions, and beets. Corn was cooked in many ways.
Mmm.
Oh, the corn.
There was popcorn, too. That sounds painful. There were wild fruits for dessert. Thanksgiving was a time for eating and for sharing.
I thought you were going to use the other SH word.
And now we see everybody sitting at a big table out in the middle of the woods because it was beautiful weather. Because it's always beautiful weather in November in Massachusetts, kids.
True.
And the leaves are still on the trees because I guess they were back in the Pilgrim days in Massachusetts.
Yeah, and there weren't any mosquitoes.
The Indians and the Pilgrims were all sitting side by side.
Very quickly interject. Is it possible that the original Thanksgiving actually didn't happen when it's on the assigned day that we've given it?
Yeah, if we go by this illustration, this is like a nice like September afternoon.
That's right. It was
like,
in September. Yeah.
Why did they move it? That's BS.
This is like good tailgating weather.
I blame Nixon.
Just arbitrary. We're just going to move it. Whatever. Oh, time? Okay, we'll just move it an hour here, an hour there. It doesn't mean anything. It's all man-made, man.
All of the pilgrims took part. So did their Indian friends. 90 Indians came. There were more Indians than pilgrims.
Who was taking a head count?
Somebody took a head count.
You know, it was probably more like five 90. People, and then it eventually became like, 90, because the telephone game from all the way back then, forget it.
So I don't remember the date, but there was exactly 90 Indians.
Do you think it was like exactly like a high school reunion where everybody had to buy a ticket to get in?
That's what I mean.
So I'm guessing,
and you know how like people from Plymouth like to talk.
I'm guessing all the Indians came and none of the pilgrims did.
It does say here that the first Thanksgiving was sometime between September 21st and November 9th, but most likely in early October.
That is very specific.
How do we get to November 28th? That is what I'm saying. What's going on?
The original Thanksgiving date is November 1621, when the newly arrived pilgrims.
My calendar only goes up to 30, though.
And the Wampanoag Indians gathered at Plymouth for the autumn harvest celebration, which was really considered the annual Thanksgiving. So that was the first official November one.
So this next part's a little sexist.
Nice.
The men and the boys. There's only two more pages. The men and the boys played games and had jumping and running and racing contests.
Yeah.
The women and girls spent most of their time cooking and serving.
Yeah.
No. Women and girls can do that stuff, too.
Well, yeah, but that's because they were with Squanto.
Yeah, but this is what the world was like back then.
Squanto was helping them.
Nope, the Indians were busy coming.
Yep.
You can't. Where did you go? Where did you end up?
Next page.
There's one left. Okay. Oh, I got the orange cat and the pumpkin and a... I guess that's a turkey? Oh, yeah, I guess they cut the breast off of it. And one slice of pie gone.
Just like Angelina Jolie.
No, that slice two off of that. And they took her giblets too, did they not? I mean, she's missing parts. The pilgrims had so much to be thankful for. The long, hard, terrible year was over. They gave thanks for good friends, new homes, and plenty of food. They gave thanks for the new life they had begun in Plymouth.
Very nice. So that's the Pilgrims' First Thanksgiving.
Squanto!
By Anne McGovern.
I'm gonna wake up in a cold sweat with that reverberating in my head.
It's all about Squanto, kids.
And with that, I'm going to take a little identification break, and I'm going to give the reins over to Mr. Derek Gary, and we are going to do Here Is Wow, and we will be doing a salute to corporate America. Derek has all the Black Friday deals, as well as other Black Days. And
they're all Black Days now.
Happy Thanksgiving, everybody. Stick around. We are here with you until 9 p.m. It is WMFO here in Medford, Massachusetts.
Oh, we're not gonna eat that. No, we ain't gonna eat that. Oh, we're not gonna eat that anymore. We've got all night to booze, and there ain't no room for food, and you're not our wife, you are our mom. We'll try the pie and cake, just don't make a plate for us, 'cause we ate all day, we are all done. Oh, we're not gonna eat that. No, we ain't gonna eat that. Oh, we're not gonna eat that anymore. No, no more squash and dumplings. No giblets, no damn stuffing.
We don't want nothing, not a roll from you. Our stomachs are stretched and loaded. We think the yams were frozen. If that's turkey breast, your breast won't do. So we're not gonna eat that. Oh no, we ain't gonna eat that. Oh, we're not gonna eat that anymore. Oh, we're not gonna eat that. No, we ain't gonna eat that. Oh, we're not gonna eat that anymore. No way.
You're so skinny, I haven't seen you in so long. More oven-roasted turkey breast?
No.
Garlic mashed potatoes?
No.
Spiraled ham?
No.
Deviled eggs?
No.
More buffalo chicken?
No.
Pecan pie?
No.
Fudgicle?
No.
Rice-a-roni, the San Francisco treat?
No.
Gazpacho?
No.
Spam?
No.
Salami and cheese?
Nah.
Rutabagas?
No.
I have some nice tang?
No.
Picking a poke?
No.
You want to order takeout?
No.
No. No, it's night, yeah, we're full, yeah, no corn, yeah, no cheese, yeah. We're not gonna eat that. Oh no, we ain't gonna eat that. Oh, we're not gonna eat that anymore. Oh, we're not gonna eat